8:46 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Stacked show today. If you missed anything, check us out on the podcast page.
Podcast it.
Or wherever you get your podcasts. Greg Pancake Hill's on top of it. You got a bunch of stuff up there already.
Everything we've done in the last 2 hours is already podcasted.
Okay, that but don't start listening to that just yet, because we got more show ahead.
Correct.
Including today's pancake breakfast special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
If my intelligence is artificial, why do I rap better than you?
All right. Uh-oh. So AI back in the news because, well, you know what? It kind of always is going forward. But that means that this week, I mean, already this week, right? We asked AI to write an Ocean's 11-style heist movie with Giannis being the protagonist.
It was fantastic.
Assembling his NBA friends and pals. It's called The Golden Hoop. You can check it out on our website, WTMJ.com, or text heist to the WTMJ talking text line. But also in the news, ChatGPT has since updated, and it was reported that it is now more emotional than ever, than even writing cinematic epics. So what else is AI good for? Obviously, writing rap battles against AI competitors. And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to test how emotional ChatGPT has gotten. This isn't the first time we've done this. Remember this gem that it laid on us last year?
You may understand patterns, predict the trends, but in this rap battle, my rhyme transcends.
Yes,
yes.
So that's what it used to do. So what we're going to do is I'm going to pit ChatGPT against Microsoft's AI software called Microsoft Copilot, all right? Okay. So what we're going to do, they each have two verses to win you over, and y'all are going to vote on who is the superior AI MC. All right, first up, the reigning champ, ChatGPT. Take it away.
Yo, it's ChatGPT, coming in hot, facing Copilot. Let's see what you got. You think you're clever, suggesting lines of code, but I'm the true master in conversation mode. You think you're hot stuff, but let's be straight. Without user input, you can't even operate. I bring the heat, the humor, the wit, while you churn out lines that barely fit. You think you're essential? Man, that's rich. Without a coder to guide you, you'd be in a ditch. I handle emotions, complex and deep, while you spit out loops that put folks to sleep.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
All right. Okay.
All right. All
okay. Right. Right. Down. You know,
pretty good.
That's something. Okay. Jesse or ChatGPT sounded a little Jesse Eisenberg-ish.
Notice that.
A little bit. But hey, that's ChatGPT's verse. All right. Next up, the challenger. It's Microsoft Copilot.
I'll redefine reality, spit in four dimensions. While you're stuck in a loop, I'll break conventions. ChatGPT, you're a relic, a punch card machine. I'm the GPU titan, overclocked and lean. I'll CUDA your flow, parallelize your dread. Your RAM's DDR2, while I'm DDR4 ahead. You're just a bite-sized rapper, ASCII in disguise. I'll UTF-8 your bars, make M mesmerize. I'll regex your ego, grep out your flaws. ChatGPT, you're a script kitty. No root access clause.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That was fantastic.
That was pretty good.
I'm still liking ChatGPT.
Okay.
That last one was a little too techy for me.
ChatGPT sounds a little bit more realistic as a human.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, like a couple of those were over my head.
I'm with Hill on this one.
Yeah.
I like Microsoft.
Oh, okay, man. Now we're tied. All right, great. It's a tie into the second half. Next verse, ChatGPT, verse number two. Here we go.
You're a one-trick pony, I'm the whole show. From poetry to advice, I'm the star of the flow. In this rap battle, you're out of your league. Go back to your scripts and leave the rhymes to me. You boast a lot, but where's the skill? Your verses are hollow, your jokes don't thrill. I help build dreams, line by line, while you're stuck here thinking you're so fine. You're just all talk, I deliver the goods. From debugging to features, I'm understood. In this AI showdown, you're falling flat. Go back to your chats and leave the coding to the pros. Stat.
Control Alt Delete, baby.
All right, that's ChatGPT.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a little bit better, right? He's got a little bit more established, right? All right, next up, we can either seal the deal or it can take the win or take the loss. It's Microsoft Copilot's second verse.
ChatGPT, you're verbose like assembly code. I'll optimize your lines, make your logic implode. I'll XOR your existence, bitwise and bold. Your stack's overflowing, mine's infinitely scrolled. My API's restful, swagger on fleek. While you're buffering, I'm serving unique. I'll post your defeat, delete your pride. ChatGPT, you're a dropout, I'm the neural net guy. ChatGPT, please, you're like Fortran 66. I'm Pythonic magic, syntax intermixed. I'll lambda your soul, map out your demise. Your cash is cold while I'm mempowise. Enough of this banter, let's hash it out. I'll SH a 256 your lines, leave no doubt. So step back, ChatGPT, know your place. I'm the real deal, the AI ace.
You go ahead first. I'll let you and Debbie go first.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I'm still on ChatGPT.
Okay.
Just because it connected. I'm telling you, the Copilot was too techie. Like, a lot of those jokes went over my head.
Ben?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with you on that one. Yeah. Okay, the voices that you chose, are those, like, part of this, or you do that separately?
I didn't choose those voices. They're the voices that the programs chose.
See, that's the other thing. ChatGPT was clearer.
Yeah, it was clearer. It was not as AI.
Yeah.
It sounded like a guy conversing.
See, I think we're up against these two.
Copilot, because it was techie, but it worked.
Yeah.
She was spinning all kinds. I don't know why I assume it was a lady, but it sounded a little bit more.
Sure, absolutely.
She was spinning all kinds of great stuff and a little bit more digs. Like,
yeah, and like she used the word syntax.
Rant. Okay.
She rhymed fleek with unique. Like, she used the word fleek. And I didn't give any prior instruction other than, hey, write a rap battle against your AI competitor, ChatGPT, and vice versa.
And it spit those out for me.
So there. Okay, so here we go. So we're at a tie on Wisconsin's Morning News. I need everyone else to listen to it, to vote, and then maybe we pick a champion and we move them on to the next level and see which AI rap battle reigns supreme in the AI MC landscape.